"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And after 4 o'clock, iHeart app is where you go for the John and Ken podcast, John and Ken on demand. You can listen to everything you missed. And thank you all for making May a record. Record growth, record numbers for our podcast. Thank you very much. It's the cool thing to do now, so you can hear the whole show all day.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah, today, of course, is iHeart Radio Access Day. We're going to talk about that in a moment. What our guest is not coming on. Is that what I understand now? Tomorrow?
We have her.
Okay. Confusing. I just got an email that says tomorrow, 2 p.m. I guess that was sent yesterday. Well, it just came in my mailbox Thursday,
just
June 1st, 1:47 p.m. Yes.
Well, I see her on the screen. She is there.
All right. We're going to play you the story first from Channel 7 reporter Jory Rand, and then we'll talk to our guest. Here we go.
Police believe this is the serial arsonist who has lit as many as 30 cars or more on fire in the Sunland-Tahunga area over the last few months. This video is from this morning. The man pours an accelerant on the hood of a pickup truck, lights it on fire, and takes off. He was arrested shortly afterwards. The truck belongs to Rich Poquette.
I'm heartbroken. I really, really like this truck.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for Rich. He just got home after a three-week stay in the hospital that saw him lose his foot. He and his wife were looking forward to getting back out and driving the truck they bought just a few months ago.
My wife came in and said the truck was on fire, and she said something about arson and ran back out because it was the police were chasing him. And that's when I was able to get out here in the wheelchair and sit at the front door and watch it burn.
When I saw the cops, I was like, oh my gosh, we are like a victim of that arsonist. So it was just so random. You know, everyone says it's never going to happen to you, but maybe you shouldn't think that.
If it turns out this is the serial arsonist, the arrest brings to an end a long and destructive string of fires. This woman lost two cars this month, one on May 1st. The other 2 weeks later when the car parked in front of hers was torched.
The front end of it was completely melted because of the other car that had been set on fire.
The LAPD has been looking for this guy for weeks now, but recent victims are left to wonder whether this guy should have been caught long before today.
I was shocked in today to hear that I was the 17th car, and then now I'm here and there's 30 cars. And it's just kind of like, you know, I personally wonder, like, what happened? Why did this take so long to get something going?
This has been happening since February. There are a lot of victims out there, tens of thousands of dollars in damages, and the LAPD still looking for more potential victims. As for Rich, he says he bought limited insurance on that truck, but because it's relatively new, he still had full coverage until the end of the month. And he joked with us, he's able to joke about this, that he laughed that it's a good thing they have the video, otherwise his insurance company might think he set his own truck on fire to have full coverage left 2 days before the end of the month.
The suspects identified as Guadalupe Resendez as the person that they've arrested for setting these series of vehicle fires in Sunland, Tahunga, that you heard in that story, cars, trailers. I guess that makes it dangerous, John, if you're going to, you know, park your trailer on the street and live in it, if some guy like this comes by and starts hurling bottles with, like, gasoline on them. We're going to talk now to Lydia Grant with the Sunland Tahunga Neighborhood Council for more on the story. She's the council president.
Lydia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
We're just fine. This is like terrorism, what this guy was doing.
Absolutely. And our community is not over the fear yet because they're worried that somehow this guy will get out. They're worried that Gaston will let him out back onto our streets. The story is actually really frightening. If you knew that this had been going on for months and that the LA Fire Department, as much as we do support them, was chalking all of these fires up to mechanical failures and was not investigating them for arson.
No, wait a minute. This guy is allegedly throwing bottles with, like, flammable liquid in them, right? How could they not notice that?
What kind of investigators do we have here?
I can't answer that. I can just tell you that myself and another community member realized that we had literally had two fires in the exact same spot within 2 weeks of each other, and we started to put a timeline together of all the fires that had been posted on our local blogs, and we took photos of the burn spots and we turned them over to LAPD, and that was the first they had heard of it. Within a week of LAPD getting it, they had caught the suspect.
Because it wasn't their Ring doorbell video too of some of this happening, or?
Yes, there was, and there was actually Ring doorbell videos going back to October.
Were people calling in all these fires? I mean, there's supposedly 25 of them at minimum. Were they calling in these fires to LAPD all along, or at the fire department?
They were calling them into 911, who was turning them over to LA Fire. Then LA Fire was not investigating them as arson. So each incident, that person basically was told it must be a mechanical failure. So they're not, at this time, eligible for victims' funds or any help. And as you heard the story in the news, each one of these victims that I've met so far has a tragic story. We have a guy who lost his car who's now riding the bus from Palmdale to work. We have another one whose father has just spent several days in the hospital due to heart issues because of the stress of the fire. This is a tragedy. And while the fire department never reported, so what happened was when they caught the suspect, the reporters literally stood there for hours waiting for the fire department to give a statement, and they never showed up. And the LAPD is working closely with us, but we are trying to make sure that there's some compensation for these victims.
Well, don't the police show up when these fires happen?
No. We've been told by the police that unless there are traffic issues, these all happened on residential streets. So unless there's traffic, they're needed to help control traffic. The LAPD is not informed.
I'm thinking this is all this is on purpose. This lack of reporting the fires as crimes in order to keep the crime rate down.
I'm very concerned, and it is especially troublesome that our council member never said a word about any of this, never warned the community. Luckily for us, Channel 11, Christina Gonzalez is a local reporter, Channel 7 and then Channel 5 showed. We've been trying to get the word out to the community when the arsonist was out free still to look out for each other. So if you see a glow, call 911. We were trying to get the word out to the community, but it wasn't coming from anywhere else. Our council member is the head of public safety.
Who is
Monica Rodriguez.
Monica Rodriguez is your council person.
Yes.
Well,
I can't think of
her. We are hoping that they will do something to make sure this never happens again.
Yeah, I mean, Lydia, you're telling us that they basically ignored the story, trying to write it off as just car failure and not really doing much about, besides what John guessed at, what would be the motive for playing this down so much from LAPD, the fire department, and the city council? Why would they
improve the statistics. The El Segundo Lying Times today had one of their PR stories.
Crime is down.
Crime is down in Los Angeles. And I'm reading this, and I don't believe it.
Rest of the headline? It was basically, why spend all this money on additional police? Did you see that?
Exactly. Okay, so that's today's propaganda. And all I had to do is come to the station here and talk to Lydia here and find out, there's 25 to 50 car fires that weren't counted.
And we're writing it off to car operational failure.
That's right. Engines are exploding all over Sunland. Suddenly, 25 engines spontaneously. How'd that happen?
Now, Lydia, the other part of this, you're concerned. You have concerns that the L.A. County D.A., George Gascon, may go lightly on this suspect. What reasons do you have for that?
We do, just from the things that we've heard over time about him being let out, just with the bail issues and the fact that they've let people out. We're being assured by the LAPD. Like I said, if it wasn't for the LAPD jumping on this and taking it very seriously, this guy would still be out lighting fires. One thing I turned over to LAPD today was contact information for a couple who was actually living in their trailer when it was caught on fire by the arsonist. Oh. They were in the trailer sleeping when it was caught on fire. Luckily, the wife went to use the restroom and saw the glow, and they were able to get out.
This is what happens. You got a whole spiral downward. People are allowed to live and sleep inside trailers, and then here comes an arsonist guy to set them on fire and try to kill them. It's just, and then everybody pretends it's not a crime, and nobody bothers to investigate. Wow, that's just crazy.
This is a high fire danger area, especially this area that should be brought to attention. But my concern is this could happen anywhere. People really need to be looking out for their neighbors. And if they think something is not right, they really need to get involved to make sure it gets addressed.
All right, Lydia, thank you so much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's Lydia Grant. She's the president of the Sunland-Tahunga Neighborhood Council, with concerns over a serial arsonist, which they appear to have finally caught. But he's been doing this for months. Looks like he rides by on a bicycle, places a bottle, I guess, with a flammable liquid on it on top of vehicles, some of them RVs, some of them trailers, and some of them cars, sets them on fire. And, maybe, John, Gascon will go with a diversion program.
Yes.
Where this guy can safely light fires.
Yes,
to get out his,
a mental health diversion program.
That's right.
And he could get over his, there's a word for When you're a fire fanatic. I forgot what it's called.
Forgive me. I was about to say arsonist, but no, you're right.
Yeah.
Pyromaniac.
A pyromaniac. That's right. There's
a pyromaniac treatment center.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe he can get a job at a crematorium or somewhere where fires are, safely set. That's a little weird. All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI. AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, the John and Ken podcast, John and Ken on demand, and you could listen to everything you missed later in the day.
Yeah, the Moist line is ready and waiting. We're short calls because of the short week, Monday being the holiday. Leave your messages. They're playing tomorrow. In the 3 o'clock, whether there's two, John, or 100, we're playing them more. It might just be two calls.
We might be hearing all the calls that Eric normally rejects.
If
we're short of material, we start.
And you can usually tell.
Yeah. You can tell a slow week.
Yes. The iHeartRadio app is one way to connect to the Moist line, the microphone icon. Leave your message with this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And in case you haven't noticed, it's iHeartRadio Access Day. They're giving access like never. 700 deals and over 700 deals and experiences, John.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
It's true. If you're a sports fan, You can get sports packages for LA teams, the Clippers, Dodgers, and Kings. It includes, of course, game tickets and parking, and in the case of the Kings, autographed hockey stick, a team store gift card, Kings jerseys, and dinner before the game. That's what you do. If you want that kind of a deal, you go to iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. You could also have Chef Tyler Florence prepare a meal for you. And John Cobalt and Deborah Mark cannot go to this together because, as you might have guessed, they're not exactly going to eat the same thing. So
that's for sure.
We wouldn't want Mr. Florence to have to make two separate dinners.
Oh, I could have the steak and she could have the greens.
I see, because he'll probably prepare side dishes.
That's right. Give her a salad.
Let's just call her side dish, Deborah Mark.
Oh, yeah. I like that, actually.
Vegetables are just side dishes. They're not.
She's a side dish, all right.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Her entree is a plate of fava beans.
Oh, I like fava beans. You just reminded me I need to go buy some.
Alfalfa sprouts.
Oh, yeah. I had microgreens today. Those were delicious in my salad.
The avocados are still hot, too?
Oh, yeah. I had chickpeas, microgreens, avocado, pomegranate seeds, blueberries, artichoke hearts, all mixed together.
This is what birds
eat. Wonderful.
Really,
what are you
birds
talking about?
Eat. Heck at this stuff.
Protein.
You must poop a lot because it's a lot of like intense
I
fiber.
I don't, actually.
Oh, really? No. Tell us more. You have any charts?
Please don't.
It's normal. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. Because, you know, if you ever look at the farm animals that graze, they poop a lot. The cows, the sheep. That's because it goes right through them, all that grass and
he
vegetation.
He just called you a farm animal.
Well, I like to think that the people that poop a lot are the ones that eat all the crap that John eats that your body rejects because it's just crap.
No, John's steak gets stuck inside of him there. That's why he's never going to have that colonoscopy for us to find out. But
oh, I know. Jeez.
Yes, you want to find out.
No, I don't want to. We were just talking about an arsonist up in Sunland, Tahunga. Now, along those same lines, of course, everybody freaks out over fires in California. We have a story that just came out the other day. State Farm, which is the largest insurer in the state for property for homeowners, is not going to take any new business. So if you already have a policy for them, for homeowners and property insurance, you can stay with them, but they're not taking on any new customers. Which brings us back to the category of, you know, like the oil companies are leaving the state, right? Refineries aren't being built. Now we have a major insurance company saying that historic increases in construction costs outpacing inflation. We have had catastrophic exposure. It's a challenging reinsurance market. But the Wall Street Journal kind of cut through this in a pretty good editorial. Apparently, one of John's favorite politicians, Ricardo Lara, who's the insurance commissioner.
Cal Fart Lara.
That's right. He was very concerned about climate change, and he was talking about how we should need to tax or do something about cow farts.
Right.
Because they warm up the climate. He's not letting them raise premiums to account for their increasing risks for wildfires. So State Farm made... In fact, he's actually making them give discounts to people who do things like clear vegetation from underneath their decks. There's 12 wildfire mitigation measures that homeowners can get so they can get a reduction. But the response from State Farm is, well, people who don't do this, why can't we turn around then and raise their... No, you can't raise their rates. Sorry.
Well, because Ricardo Lara is socialist. He has no understanding of business, no understanding of the purpose of a company is for profit. I kind of lose patience with people who complain about insurance companies. The insurance rates are so high. It's like, hey, yeah, do you count the payouts whenever there's a big wildfire or a hurricane or some other disaster? Have you noticed how many billions and billions of dollars the insurance companies have to pay out? Well, of course the rates go up because so many boneheads built their homes in fire-prone areas. And in Florida, those boneheads build their homes right on the beach, right in the path of a hurricane every summer. So, of course, the insurance rates are going to go up. If you're running the insurance company, what would you do?
And a lot of the media, of course, isn't picking up on this story saying, oh, it's because of climate change. So the risks are so great that State Farm can't take on new policies. The average cost of a building of new home in California, excluding the land, is $1.35 million. Chubb made a similar decision. The CEO, that's another insurance company. We cannot charge an adequate price for the risk because the rules in California for insurance companies is they limit how much you can raise the premiums. So
yeah.
You just stop doing business then.
What do you want from a guy to go back to Cow Fart Lara? He was trying to push a machine that cows would wear on their backs to collect the fart gas. And then you would trap it and eventually, I don't know, take it somewhere.
That was his idea? I remember that story.
That's what he was pushing.
Oh.
He was pushing.
I guess that didn't make it. I've not seen that being used
on
farms.
No, so for some reason it hasn't spread on a mass appeal.
No,
basis.
But you know what happened instead? And I was just talking about this last weekend with somebody. The dairy industry has been decimated in California. A lot of them left because they're down on them for other reasons of climate change. So
everybody's leaving. There was a story this week. 352 businesses have left California in the last 4 years. 352.
Along with the people, right.
With the people.
And, if your company leaves, you might leave too.
And almost half of them have gone to Texas.
Right. Yeah, well, that's exactly how we do business in the state. Nobody cares.
So the insurance, the dairy farmers are out. The insurance companies are out. The only reason there's an increase in the cost of these natural disasters is because in California, you've got much more expensive housing, existing housing, and much more expensive construction costs, and people build their homes in the path of fires, or in some states, in the path of hurricanes. So don't do that.
Or pay for it if you're going to do that. I mean, we had the same problem in the Midwest. Remember all the people in Mississippi that were building up along the riverbank, and they got flooded out, and like you just mentioned, in Florida, hurricanes, people want to be right up there against the beach. Well, you know, when a big hurricane comes, they get flooded out. If you're not going to learn the lesson, then pay the price. But in California, where it's a war on big companies, it's like, no, we're not going to let an insurance company raise the rates, and too bad. So the response is, all right, then we're not going to take on a new business. We're done.
You notice nobody's begging Ricardo Lara to run their insurance company?
No. Just another political act trying to glom onto a job.
He's an idiot. And Californians deserve this. Californians deserve not to be able to insure their homes because you vote for Ricardo Lara to be the insurance commissioner. Now you don't have insurance. It's like your fault. You did it.
All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, the iHeart app for the John and Ken podcast, John and Ken on Demand, so you could listen to what you missed.
Yeah, it's iHeart Radio Access Day today only. these 24 hours. So if you want to get in on these deals, there's over 700 deals and experiences to differ it from a deal. You can get a one-year VIP access pass to all the live shows at the iHeartRadio Theater in L.A. Past performers included Charlie Puth and Ariana Grande and Ed Sheeran, many more. You can also meet up with Ryan Seacrest in Vegas at our 2023 iHeartRadio Music Festival. Also there is seeing Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire on tour. All you have to do is
I'd like to see that.
Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire?
Yeah.
I would too. They're on tour together, I guess, huh?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. How many Earth, Wind & Fire, are they still around? Earth, Wind & Fire?
Or? Wind is still there.
Wind is... It was a lot of people in that group, wasn't there? Like 10 or...
Yeah, something like that.
They had great songs. These deals are available today only. You have to go to iHeartRadioAccessDay.com, and it's the letter I, Heart, Radio, Access, Day.com for those deals. And a quick reminder, the Moist Line, we're going to talk about the drought in a moment. 1-877-MOIST-86 for your calls. Tomorrow we play them. 1-877-664-7886. We spent a few minutes right before the news at 2:30 talking about Deborah Mark's diet. Now we're going to focus on John Cobalt. The price of steak is apparently heading through the roof. And the Wall Street Journal did a big story. Yeah, I guess you would know more than any of us.
Oh, I just encountered this last night, this exact issue.
Cattle prices, apparently they've... Well, what happened with the pandemic? We had COVID outbreaks at some of the meatpacking plants. So that created the first burst in price. Things calmed down last year into 22, but then inflation is taking a big toll on the cattle ranchers. So in order to make anything in their business, they have to spend money. Oh, it's alfalfa and hay, which the price of those are up more than 20% on average from the prior year. That's what the cattle eat. Alfalfa and hay.
The price of steak at the grocery store is unbelievable. I finally, after years, I switched to a cheaper cut because I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't pay the price that they were asking for at my local store.
One rancher says he's only making about $20 profit per head of cattle earlier this year. But as prices are rising, he's now making about $80 a head.
And the price of a cheeseburger, if I go to just an ordinary coffee shop right down the road here for lunch, a cheeseburger, French fries and a Coke, that's it. It is $20.79 before the tip. You had a tip, and it's almost...
You would say a few years ago it was significantly less? Is that what you...
Oh, probably $5-$7 less.
I can't
go to any sit-down restaurant, and I'm talking about like just a medium restaurant, right? I'm not going, you know, to some expensive steakhouse, just a neighborhood joint kind of place, and it's $25 for lunch.
So cut out the fries; you'll save a few bucks.
I do sometimes. But the big cost is the burger. It's gone way up.
Well, you know what I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. Don't eat it.
Sure. Exactly. Tomorrow,
find an alternative.
I'll order fava beans tomorrow, okay?
Know what? Your digestive system may love you for it.
No, I'd probably have a heart attack.
Make a burger.
Yeah, you can make a veggie burger with beans, lentils, whatever. Be more creative, John.
And I actually had a guy who emailed us. He's with some sort of restaurant association. He was interested, Deborah Mark, in that story, where apparently once the dairy cows apparently run their course with the milk and cheese.
Oh, that terrible story.
They started eating them and finding that they taste like butter. So that may open the market a little bit to the supply end.
No.
The old lady
because
cows.
As you know, some cows, cattle are raised for beef and some are dairy.
The old lady cows are put out to pasture and then they pull them back in.
Yeah, that's fair. That's humane.
They spent years getting milked all day.
Right. And it's time for them to chill out and be left alone.
Which is somebody's... nice, because if you think, if you were a cannibal, you would think an old person wouldn't taste as good. But if it works for steak, that the dairy cows taste good.
No respect for our elders.
You chop them up and serve them up.
No, looks like the grandma awful. Cow is a pretty good meal.
That's beyond.
I wonder what they normally do with them. I guess they just let them go somewhere and...
They go to sanctuaries where they're just left alone. I don't know how long
they live, but...
they can die peacefully, not in your stomach.
We've had... the big meat-producing states, the beef cow, is Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and they're having problems with drought. Now, obviously, we didn't this past winter, but we're not a big beef-producing state. Those are some of the bigger... So feed prices are higher, profitability is lower. It also says here that apparently the cost of everything is rising. Medicine, vitamins that they feed to their cattle to keep them healthy, all going up to the point. And while the herds are thinning, it's becoming a big problem.
I mean, if you go to one of the better steakhouses, it is shocking what some of the cuts go for.
Right.
You just stare at the number. It's like, that can't be.
Now, is In-N-Out holding the line, though? Because it's always been, everybody I know that comes to California wants to go to In-N-Out. And they tell me the same thing. It's a very affordable meal.
It still is. I mean, it's up a little bit over the years, but nothing drastic. Nothing that has made my head snap.
Right.
And in fact, I'm going to go there tomorrow.
And In-N-Out?
If you're nice, I'll get your French fries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will... Yeah. I'll be very nice the rest of the show.
She will do anything for In-N-Out.
Not anything.
What?
I don't like them that much. They're okay.
And in case you're wondering, some of the other industries that produce things that Deborah Mark hopes you don't eat don't suffer as much, because chicken and pork doesn't have quite the costs that come with it versus the beef cattle. So that's why they're not suffering as much in terms of rising prices as it is meat in most stores. And this is affecting grocery shoppers who go there to get any kind of ground beef, all of these things together. I'm looking at this chart in the Wall Street Journal of the operating costs. You can see 2022, significant $698 a cow is the average operating costs. Whereas back in 2000, it was only like $400. So that's a pretty big increase, up to nearly $700. Chicken is America's most consumed protein, but the value of the beef market is double that of chicken. That's because it's higher cost at more than $30 billion, according to a business that tracks this. And pork nor chicken has not been hit as hard by these rising inflationary prices.
Well, I have an idea, Ken. You meat eaters, why don't you protest and say you're going to go vegan until the prices go down, and then maybe you'll actually enjoy being vegan and you won't miss meat and problem will be solved.
Well, in the real world,
you hallucinate a lot.
People like
you?
John Cobalt won't switch, but apparently there are people that are going to switch to cheaper meats rather than buying steaks.
That's what I did. I'm getting a cheaper cut steak at the grocery store.
Yeah, but you're still eating cow.
Some of them are eating and eat pork and chicken, which John doesn't like either.
But I feel bad for the pigs and the chickens also, and the turkeys. And all those people. All those animals.
You know, it's just funny.
Oh, and some people are buying more seafood, it says here. Or ground turkey. Ground turkey's kind of dry.
Oh, that reminds me. So... We were up at the lake, right? And they stocked the lake with fish. And I used to do this when my guys were small. There was a dad out there, and he had a couple of really young sons, and they were fishing, maybe for the first time, right? And he's trying to teach them how to fish. And one of the little kids actually caught a fish. Oh. And he's standing there on the edge of the lake, and the fish is dangling. And dad takes him off the hook, and they stand and like pose for a picture. And dad says, okay, throw him back in the lake. Is that what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to throw him back in the lake? Well, the kid is so excited, he drops the fish on his head and then kicks it back into the lake.
That defeats the whole purpose.
It was like he was just one, two kicks.
That's mean.
And I thought of you.
You should have been put in a timeout.
Do you prefer they ate it?
No, I prefer they throw it back in a nice, gentle way. Exactly.
The kid was like five.
Well, you got to teach the kids not to harm the animals.
Well, when we come back, we are going to do a story that's going to shake you, Deborah Mark, from the animal world. This is very, very bizarre. I've never heard of this before. There's one good result, though, from the story. I know you may find that hard to believe, but when you hear it, you'll find out what that is. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yes, and today is iHeartRadio Access Day, where you can get access like never before with over 700 deals and experiences. All you have to do is go to iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. We're talking about a one-year VIP access pass to all the live shows at the iHeartRadio Theater in L.A. Also, you can possibly get a trip for two to our 2024 iHeartRadio Alter Ego concert in Los Angeles. And you can digitize your printed photos for 76% off the regular price with Legacy Box. Those are just a few of the things available at that website. And it's today only, iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. Coming up after the news at 2 o'clock, well, we love to visit an El Segundo Times columnist whenever they make us laugh. That wasn't the intention of this one. Her column is headlined, How to Dig Your Way Out of Climate Grief.
Climate grief.
And dig is because she's a gardener. And apparently that helps her deal with climate grief.
And she's a poet.
And John did a little digging and found out that she's a poet.
Yes. In fact, wait a second. What's that job I found out she has?
She would review poetry.
She reviews poetry for NPR. She's the on-air poetry reviewer for NPR's All Things Considered. And she's done this for over a decade. A poetry reviewer. That's what we're up against.
Yeah, so we'll read you some of her. Maybe we should get the piano out.
Or
the harp.
You can listen to us, or you could listen to this woman who's consumed with climate grief.
Climate grief. So this is how she deals with it, by gardening.
Poetry.
Poetry and gardening.
You decide,
I think they go together.
You decide what you want to listen to.
What a toxic male you are. I think poetry and gardening would do you good. I really do. While you eat fava beans with Deborah Mark.
We can read poetry together.
That's right. And a bowl of fava beans. Mm. And then you go over to your garden. Actually, no, John, the one thing John did have was a garden. He did talk about that once. So
Did, right? I used to do gardening stuff.
Yeah, see?
But you didn't
plant vegetables. One of those three did happen.
No, I did. Oh, yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah, he did plant, yes. He's talked about this
before. My mother was a huge gardening person.
Yeah, but vegetables.
I think tomatoes.
Yeah, he grew hamburgers on a vine. Well, now we're going to talk about this story. And it's bad, Deborah Mark, but there's kind of a good ending. Does that help? There's a little town in upstate New York. And actually, they sent this for you, Deborah Mark. A listener did. Called Manlius. John, it's outside of Syracuse. I had not heard of it.
I haven't either.
It's only 4,000 people. Apparently, for years, there was a swan that swam in the town's pond. Her name is Faye, and recently she gave birth to baby swans. Who knows what a baby swan is called? Anybody? Anybody?
A swanette?
It's a cygnet.
A cygnet?
Yeah, C-Y-G-N-E-T. She had four cygnets. Well, Faye was removed from the pond, and here comes the worst part. She was eaten.
What? Who ate Faye?
A family, apparently some young people. Teenagers came to the pond. Three teenagers have been arrested. They took the swan home, and it was cooked up.
Oh, my God. First of all, that's horrible. And then they left the babies without the mom. I mean, people are so cruel.
How do you cook swan?
I would imagine, John, like any other poultry.
You probably have to
tear the feathers off.
And then skin it and bake it in the oven.
A swan? A swan? There's nothing else for these teenagers to eat. They're mean. They're going to become serial killers.
It's a bit like
killers.
Duck, I would imagine. Like duck.
Let me see. How to cook swan.
No,
here we go. Swan cutlets and gravy.
There was a couple, Faye and Manny.
Oven roasted swan. Swan and cherry casserole.
For over a decade, Faye and Manny swam about in the village pond. Each spring, they hatched and raised cygnets. In 2010, they were donated by a biologist and self-described swan girl, Michael Bean is his name. They noticed, though, that Faye was missing. Oh. And the cygnets, but the cygnets have been recovered. So that's the good news to this story. Two of the baby swans were spotted in a nearby store in a town called Salina, New York. Oh, my God.
Were they being sold?
They decided, they decided not to eat the young ones, so they just left them in a store.
Oh, how nice of them.
But apparently, Faye was given to a relative to cook.
Look at this.
They brought it back to the aunt's house, and the aunt prepared the swan.
You could hunt swan in 6 states.
Really?
This guy wrote a story on this that he a few years ago he hunted and killed a tundra swan in Utah, and then he hunted and shot black swans in New Zealand.
Oh.
He hunts them and eats them.
I'm not meant for this world. I mean, the animal cruelty is just. I'm serious. I don't even know what to say.
Well, we're going to take you to a new low with this next story, Deborah Mark. This one comes from...
Welcome back, Ken.
Where else would it come from but San Francisco?
I was being nicer to you, right? I didn't torture you at all.
These things happen. I want to present the real world. And ABC Bay Area reporter Dion Lim reports on... Well, we've heard of dogs who accidentally consume, you know, the edibles, the marijuana. Sometimes there's opioids or... this was one step removed from that. Here's the story.
If you couldn't tell by these adorable videos, one-year-old Himalayan sheepdog poodle Mix Pockets is a pooch with a love for the outdoors.
I live in the area, and we frequently come here.
During a trip to Fort Mason Thursday, what Pockets found on the ground was the beginning of a terrifying and eye-opening experience for owner Jackie.
I noticed she went and was eating something, so I ran over to see what she was eating, and unfortunately, it was poop.
Nothing necessarily uncommon for dogs, but what happened several hours later was.
Probably about 8 o'clock, and she was like wobbling, and she was like, her tail was down. She, something was definitely wrong with her.
Documents from emergency care showed Pockets had symptoms from marijuana intoxication, and there were opioids in her system. Frightening enough on its own, but something else was alarming.
Essentially, the doctor on that night told me that this was relatively common and she sees it a few times a week.
Dog owners we spoke with were understandably shocked at the news.
That's horrible. That's my worst nightmare.
And say it'll be hard to prevent their pets from eating things on the ground.
I don't know how anybody could prevent this.
Luckily, Pockets didn't ingest enough to need Narcan and is back to her old stick-chewing playful self. A healthcare professional told me Jackie did everything right, and had the dosage been bigger, Pockets could have suffered kidney or liver damage. Jackie says she'll keep an even closer watch on her pet from now on and hopes her story will encourage others to do the same.
There's so many people with dogs who probably don't know that this is a threat to their dogs, so I wanted to share it just to spread awareness and to make sure people are really careful and can look out for the symptoms of this.
So what happened was the dog ate human feces, and the human feces had two traces of drugs in it.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's a drug addict who's taking a dump on the sidewalks.
Oh, yeah,
so
this
the
is
dog
park.
Comes by yeah. and gobbles up the guy's poop.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So in San Francisco, they have to give Narcan to the dogs.
What would make a dog ingest human waste? Is it scent or something?
They eat everything.
They do.
All right. Now, here's the game in my house. When my cat gets mad because it doesn't like the condition of the litter box, it will take a poop right in the middle of a hallway.
Oh.
And then the dog comes and eats the cat poop. And then the dog goes off and throws up in another room. And it's some sort of like weird.
That's quite a cycle.
It's a recycling game that they play.
Wow. That's really disgusting.
Sorry.
Your dogs don't eat poop, do they, Deborah?
No, but you know what? I'm just going to say real quick. Yesterday, I got something in the mail. I got a piece of clothing. And when I was opening up the package, you know those little silica gel packets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I saw it fell on the floor. So I thought that I picked it up and threw it away. I'm pretty sure I did. But then I turned around and my dog, the one that ate marijuana on the walk, that same dog was looking very guilty in my family room. And I went and I looked at her and she was eating something. I don't know what it was, but I assumed that it was that gel packet. So I freaked out. And I wasn't even sure exactly what it was. So I called the company, the clothing company, and they said, it's still like a gel. And they said, I think it's non-toxic. But of course I Googled and yes, it is. And I still haven't found it. I'm pretty sure I picked it up. But that's pretty scary.
Another one.
I know.
They throw in a few packets.
No, it was just there was just one. There was just one. And I saw it fall. And I thought that I picked it up and threw it away. But apparently my dog, I think, got it. And no, you don't need to call the moist line. And you don't need to send me messages that I'm this terrible pet owner. I don't even know. Like I said, I don't know if my dog ate it, but I couldn't find it.
Your dog seems to be way too hungry.
Oh, I know.
Because
she's crazy.
All right, coming up next, we're going to help you deal with climate grief. You may have to go out to your garden.
This is good. This is good.
John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And then we're going to review poetry after that.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.